AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today at the White House.
Be concerned about Omicron, but don't be alarmed.
President Biden says if you are vaccinated and boosted, you are highly protected from the latest variant of the coronavirus. For those who are not vaccinated,
some will die, needlessly die. Unvaccinated are taking up hospital beds and crowding emergency rooms and intensive care units. That's displacing other people who need access to those hospitals. So please, 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 get vaccinated now.
The president says schools should remain open and children will be safe there. In Maryland, Governor Larry Hogan says he's hoping for the best in the virus fight, but preparing for the worst.
I issued a proclamation declaring a 30-day state of emergency to take urgent short-term actions to combat the current crisis.
A South Florida hospital has temporarily closed its maternity ward due to staff shortages related to the recent outbreaks. The former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, won't face criminal prosecution over an allegation he fondled an aide. A prosecutor in Albany says he is dropping the case because he couldn't prove it. Among the many people stuck in traffic for hours outside Washington, D.C. in icy and snowy conditions was Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.
It was nerve-wracking overnight, and I'll tell you, I had two things. I had a heavy coat, and I also had a full tank of gas. And the problem is, a lot of people, when you're stuck that long between, you know, 5 miles from an interchange and the traffic isn't moving, folks are running out of gas.
Kaine spoke to WTOP. Temperatures dipped to about 15 degrees. West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin in the Senate says he remains opposed to President Biden's roughly $2 trillion package of social and environmental initiatives. Manchin says he's not currently negotiating with the White House, but didn't rule out continuing talks. Late in the trading day on Wall Street, the Dow is higher, the Nasdaq lower. This is AP News. Health officials say the Omicron variant accounted for most of the coronavirus cases. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The CDC's newest estimate is Omicron caused some 95% of new cases, suggesting a dramatic swing in just 1 month. In late November, the Delta variant was causing more than 99.5% of new infections. More than 2.2 million cases were reported in the last week in the U.S. The CDC is also recommending people who receive two Pfizer vaccine shots get their booster 5 months after the last dose instead of six. It's not recommending changing the booster interval for the other vaccines. 2 months for Johnson & Johnson, 6 months for Moderna. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The head of Chicago's public schools says classes in the nation's third largest school district will be canceled tomorrow if the teachers union votes to switch to remote learning due to the latest virus surge. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.